Anita Baker is in my Red Velvet Cake studio.
Can you believe it?
Finally.
Can you believe it?
Finally.
Good morning.
Hey, Anita.
Bless your heart. How's everybody?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am going to be great as soon as I get my coffee.
You got the new album coming out.
Yes, Lord. And you know what?
We
have talked about this for years, you and I on the phone.
Yes, we have. Oh. And I have dogged you out.
Yes, you have, man. I tell people.
Every time somebody comes out with a new record, I say, you hear that, Anita? And I did that for a long time.
People will stop me in the grocery store and tell me, you know, Tom Joyner is calling you out this morning. Well,
because
you know.
This is when you still had the children in the house. I had to get them out to school. Quit dogging me out, Tom. I'm going to put the music out just as soon as it's ready. You know I'm difficult.
Well, you know, we just have a lot on our plate, you know, and the idea that, I mean, I see people doing like 30 things at one time. You know, they're acting, they're playing football, they're, you know, making breakfast.
Multitasking. That's not you.
Well, not with my music. My music is not my hustle.
Yeah.
It's my sanctuary. It's what, you know, if not for music,
yeah.
You know, I would have committed felonies long ago.
Oh,
you know, music is my sanctuary.
That's why I love Anita Baker, because she means it. She means it.
This is my love. This is, I'm trying to get to my fans.
It doesn't matter who else is coming out. Neo.
Anita
Baker.
Oh, bless your heart. I'm just saying that, you know.
When you're ready to come out, just come out.
You're not married to the date that you originally established.
I am married to the date. My company rep is sitting right behind me. And my verbiage is very important right now.
Richard, is she married to the date?
Speaking of marriage, I read an article. You're divorced now, and you're single, and you're mingling. And how's it going?
I've been divorced for almost 7 years, but the court thing won't go away.
Oh. The dating?
But I've been divorced for a long time.
Are you dating?
Of course I'm. Are you kidding me?
Are men intimidated?
When they
date Anita Baker?
Well, you know, it's not. It's mainly. I've noticed lately it's in a there's the song lately.
What a segue. Oh, you so good.
But lately
good. She good.
You know, it's a professional capacity. And so usually it's, you know, I find that I'm within a peer group. So we're all on even footing and we're all pretty much grown up in the same age group. I don't really you know.
Oh, you don't do younger?
Oh no. Why
you don't
would
do
I
older?
Do that? Why would I? How could I?
Because otherwise,
older
be in high
is
school.
Like. No, he said you don't do older. I'm like, how could I do older? Older than me, we're dead.
No.
I'm joking. It's a joke. It's a joke. No, you know, life is amazing. You know, love is. It's everywhere. It's just abundant right now.
Yeah.
It really is, because it's a different kind of love.
You are such a player. You're not going to tell us anything.
Yeah,
right
she's
now.
A player.
I didn't.
She's from Detroit.
I didn't tell you anything.
No,
you,
she's
you
from Detroit.
Are you dating one man or many?
I'm dating.
Okay. Sybil.
Dating.
Okay.
Sybil.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Sit down.
And it's not even, you know, and you know what well, you don't know because you're not my age, but it's not even dating at this point. It's like, you know what? I'll be in San Diego on the 17th. You know, you want to have some coffee?
Right.
It's like that, you know, and things evolve and they grow.
And how old are the boys now?
Oh, my goodness. My young men are 18 and 19 on two separate college campuses.
Yeah.
So you
absolutely.
Really are free, huh?
You know what? And it's again, it's a huge transitional time right now. But I'm finding that right now transition is great.
You look great.
Thank
you. You look great.
Thank you. I feel just amazing. And like you said, I have on my high school clothes.
She does. She got on her high school clothes. It's tight.
Everything. It's not tight.
Yeah.
It's just clingy. It's falling over my
clothes. It looks good.
Thank you.
It looks good.
It curves nicely.
Now,
our lumps and bumps.
Now, tell me the story about Lately, the song Lately.
Oh, my goodness.
And was it supposed to be your song at first, and then Tyrese took it? How did that all work?
No, this was originally his song.
This was his song.
It is his song.
And you remade lately.
I do a lot of covers. People are kind of surprised, but Mystery is a cover of Manhattan Transfer's Rod Temperton composition. Mm. No One in the World is a cover of a Dionne Warwick song. What else? There's just The Look of Love. Mm-hmm. That's a Burt Bacharach cover. There's songs that just speak to me. Mm-hmm. And I've always loved this song. And I was really trying to egg, you know, Tyrese back into singing because he was like between movies and, he's like, I need to do something. And I know Capricorns. my oldest son is a Capricorn and they get restless. And I'm like, man, you need to sing. What are you talking about? So, I kind of showed him how to do the independent deal and got him on my stage a few years back, and and he wanted to sing Everything But Lately. Mm. I said, okay, well, never mind, I'll sing. Never mind.
All right, and now it's number one.
Yay!
Yay!
Yay! Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness!
Congratulations, Anita Baker.
Oh, thank you. Know what? I'm just grateful.